Blog Talk Radio.
Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday, and here is our intro music. And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the Manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. Now, you guys can call in, too, and talk to us, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1, because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show on this beautiful Monday, March 26, 2012. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul, the Clipmaster from Minnesota. We've got a very special Manic Monday coming your way today. First, I'd like to say hi and thank you very much, Paul, for the work you've done on an amazing job putting these clips together for tonight's show. Without the work you do, I just don't know what we'd do, and I wanted to get out in the very beginning a thank you for the clips that you put together for tonight's show, and
well,
just say what a great job. I've heard them already, and you've done an amazing job finding them and putting them together, and I can't wait for everyone to hear them, so thank you so much, Paul.
And I thanks so much, and you may have already noticed that was a new little Manic Monday opener that I put together as well. And I'm happy to see that there's no issues tonight from the chatters, at least. Everything is A-OK. Did you notice that, Terry?
Yes, it seems like we're running smoothly tonight. Yay. Hey, Big John. We've got Big John in the house. Chi-Town Joe, Mappy. We've got a lot of guests in the house. And we have the host of our show, the beautiful, the Portuguese princess, the one who makes all of our Mondays a blast, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Cherry and Paul? Happy Manic Monday.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay. And today is a very special show, very, very dear to me. Paul, you little, I can't wait, Paul.
Oh, he's done his job well today, Michelle.
That's why he has like his little chuckles going on. Like he's like, haha, wait till you see what I got.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what I got. I got.
Bring out the tissue. Bring out the tissues, Michelle.
Well, I was going to say I got box of tissues. Check, everybody. Do you have a box of tissues? If you do, check. Check. Do you guys all have your wine, beer, alcohol of choice, champagne? Beer hat with two beers and straws going into your mouth.
And I want to take the opportunity, because I practice it, this is a special show for Michelle's Vava.
Oh.
What did I do?
Very good, very good. There's a few ways you can say it. So the way you say it is Vava, and then there's Avo without the V in front. Depends on, like, what island you're from. So you did a very good job, Paul. You practiced that all week for me.
You're teaching me as well.
All right, everybody out there, let's say it together, even your chat room. Ready? Va-va. All right, if you guys can spell it, I'm going to give you guys thumbs up. Anyway, so everybody got their alcohol choice? Check. Make sure you guys have back up. And, you know, just everyone's thoughts, prayers, and because you know what? There's everybody out there that has somebody, you know, they lost, or maybe their grandmother's still there and they get to spend time or whatever. And maybe you want to call me and share a special story of you and your grandma, maybe. Okay, well,
Michelle,
anyway.
Before
yes,
we can,
well.
Before we continue, we got a very surprise phone call on Louis' show last night, and it was amazing, and we got to hear a little girl's voice break the news to Michelle. She did.
Oh, we got to hear. You know, we've been asking for prayers for Mary and David's little 2-year-old girl, Savannah.
Yep.
Well, Mary and David called in last night, and we got to actually talk to Savannah. And
get
here's Savannah.
Out.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, it was just too cute. She's doing so well.
Oh,
she's
my gosh. I'd love to hear it.
And she is just doing wonderfully. And we were so pleased to have them call in and update us on her and hear her little voice. She sounded so good. And she's running around the house doing well. And they said she actually refused to take a nap yesterday. That's how well she's doing. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just so happy that
was
she's
the cutest
doing so well.
Thing ever?
I know.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
So cute. And, you know, she's been through 2 major surgeries. One of them, her first surgery, was so big, and no child under the age of 4 had ever had the surgery done before, and she's only 2. So they flew a surgeon from China into the Cincinnati Children's Hospital to do this her surgery. That's
wow.
how bad it was. And they had originally told them that it could be anything from a tumor to cancer to different things. And they had no idea at first what it was. And they were so scared. And eventually the Cincinnati Children's Hospital got it figured out and flew the surgeon in, got the first surgery done. She was able to go home for a short while. Then she had to come back in 2 weeks to have her gallbladder removed. And
wow.
Yeah, 2 years old, already had her gallbladder removed. But now it seems like things are going great. They have to get one more blood test in. And so far, all the other blood tests have come back, and they've all been fine. One more blood test to get back, and she's flying, you know, with you know, perfect colors, and everything is back good, and I think she's going to be, you know, healthy and able to go on and live her life, you know, as a healthy child and not have to face any more of this. So everything seems to be coming back good. So.
Oh, that's so good
yeah.
to hear. Good news. Yay.
Finally some good news, huh?
Finally some good news.
I know. It was so good to hear her voice last night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to go back in the archives and listen to it because I just can't even imagine how cute her voice must have been. Oh, my goodness. But
she is so cute.
So glad that everything is working out for them. And, you know, one day at a time, that's all you can really do. So, but that's really good to hear. Great, great. We needed some good news, Cherry.
Yes, yes. And thank you, Paul, for bringing that up. She was just adorable last night. And you know, just we've been asking for prayers on my Facebook wall at the end of every show we've been doing. And, you know, Mary and David have been a friend of this show, you know, for a long, long time. They were great friends of Ron's. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that prayers be answered. And it's so great to hear, you know, how things turn out. And she's home and doing well. So.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thanks, Paul, for bringing that up.
Yes. well, you know, it's good to have good news, you know, and so let's talk a little bit. I just want to talk about my grandma for a little bit, and then we'll go on to other things. And I know that Paul has some clips and stuff, and we'll talk Mob Wives later and Survivor, always Colton. I don't even know what to say with that whole situation. I'm actually pissed off.
Talk about your grandma.
Yeah, let's talk about my grandma. So my grandma. It's going to be Wednesday. It will be a 1 year. I can't even believe it. Like, 1 year. It's crazy. So, like, let's give you guys a little background. I'm sure a lot of you know, so. But my grandfather ended up passing away in January. So when I went there for his funeral and everything, my grandma was there. She's, like, 81. And she was, like, forgetting things, forgetting to eat, forgetting her pills. But she was, like, one of those women that was, like, she didn't want anybody to be at the house to take care of her. We weren't going to bring her to a nursing home, but at least somebody to go to the house to make sure she ate and did stuff like that. She was, like, nope. We were, like, okay, well, then, no, if you have to come with us because we can't leave you here. So we bring my grandma that's been there, like, she lived in America for, like, a few years, maybe, like, 10 or 15. But, you know, that's, like, her place, and that's, like, you know, all her friends and, you know, her husband, obviously, my grandfather. But so we bring her back, and I end up becoming her caretaker. And, you know, we spent a lot of time together. But she actually did a lot of appearances. Well, I shouldn't say appearances, but gave her 2 cents on Manic Mondays a lot. And it was really funny because she really barely spoke English. And I would tell her, you know, say Manic Mondays. And she'd be like, Manic Monday. Yeah, Manic Monday. It was so cute. So, you know, she was here for about 2 months. And then, unfortunately, she actually had a heart attack at my grandfather's, like, I think it was his, like, one of his masses that you can dedicate to. And so she actually was having a heart attack, a major heart attack there. And we didn't even know. She was walking, she was talking, she was fine. And then, you know, a few days later, unfortunately, you know. But you know what? Honestly, I really, truly believe this. And I think they've actually, like, been doing a lot of research on it and actually say that it is a possibility. Like, I really think she died of a broken heart. Like, no pun intended with, like, her having a heart attack. But I really think that she died of a broken heart. I mean, she was with my grandfather for 61 years, basically took out of where she knows and feels comfortable, especially after something like that, and it's taken to America, and it's like, 10 feet of snow on the ground, and, you know, she's on the islands, and it's, like, beautiful. So, like, do you guys believe in being, in like, broken heart, like, dying from a broken heart? What do you think, Cherry?
I actually do. I think that they're so grief-stricken, and they've lost that connection with the person that they connect to most in life. And at some point, they somewhat sort of give up that will to live. And that strive to live. And once they don't have that strive in them to live and really desire to go on, I think it can just take them. And I think people can die of a broken heart, and I think that's what happens. They've lost that connection with the one person that they've connected to most in life for, like you said, 61 years. That's a long, long time. And when you lose that, it has to break your heart. And I certainly believe that. I think that, you know, it can happen, and I think it does happen. And
well, I think that when you get used to something, especially after 61 years, I mean, 61 years, so that's a long time to just be with somebody all the time, you know, so. But, you know, I just thought of this really funny story. You know, me and my uncle had brought my grandmother to the hospital, and they put her in right away, and we're, like, in the emergency room, and the doctors are there, and there's, like, 9 doctors looking at her, and he's like, you know, pulls me aside and says, your grandmother's having a major heart attack right now. And I'm like, but she's talking and she's like actually making jokes at the doctors. She's going to them like, because there was some people in Portuguese, she's going, I know what you guys want. You want me to take my clothes off. You want to see me naked. That's what she was saying, like, while she's having a major heart attack. I'm like, I don't even think this is normal. And they're like, we've never seen this before. Like, normally they can't talk or anything. And all she kept saying was, you want to see me naked? And then sometimes she'd say it, like, in English. She's like, naked, naked. You want to see my boobies? I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I know where I get it from. Even when, like, everything's going wrong, let's make a joke out of it, you know? And so it was just, like, not that she gave up. I think it was, like, she was just like, all right, it's ready to go. And it's so messed up because she was just starting to get, like, used to being in America. She was liking it. The weather was getting better. So she was like, so it was, like, really just, I don't know. But you know what? She's an angel, and she's with my grandfather. At least they're together, right?
That's right. And that's probably what she wanted. She just wanted to be back with your grandfather.
Absolutely, absolutely. My
parents, I've talked about my parents as well, and they married in August of 1944, so 67 years and still going.
Wow, that's awesome, Paul.
That is great.
Yeah.
67 years, wow.
Would you like to hear the clip? Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I want to hear, Michelle, what you did today. Did you go visit?
I did. I went to go visit. I just stayed for a couple minutes. Like, I'm going to bring, like, a balloon that says I love you, like a heart, and I'm going to bring her some flowers and stuff. On Wednesday, because that's the official day, actually. So, but I did. I went and I spent a little time at the grave today. So,
I have not been to many cemeteries or seen this, but when you were on Day in the Life on Superpass and we saw the picture of the headstone or tombstone, whatever the term is, I thought it was so cool to have their picture on that. Is that something they're doing more now, or who made that decision? I thought that was a great idea.
Well, actually, it is, I think, kind of like a newer thing. Unfortunately, like, it is, obviously a little bit more money. So, but we just thought that, you know, to go there and be able to see her, you know what I mean, see her face, but we actually decided that we wanted to put my grandfather and my grandmother's picture. And it's
right.
it's actually like a heart. It's a heart shaped, and
yep.
It's kind of sort of like a tile, but it's embedded. And it's just, I think it's just good to see that visual. I mean, they look so beautiful, but yeah, it is somewhat new. You guys really, like, I'm not a person to be like, go to a cemetery, you know? But the cemetery, it's, like, actually 2 seconds from my house. And this cemetery is really big, but I've never seen a cemetery that has so many flowers, so many lights. Like, every single grave area has lights, balloons. Somebody had, like, this guitar, and they actually made it out of, like, you can tell it was not like a real guitar, but it's made out of something that can last in the elements.
Wow.
Yeah, and, like, there's some of them that actually have it on the tombstone, like, their picture, like, etched in. It's, like, amazing, and it's really, like, beautiful to, like, see, like, how people don't forget, you know? A lot of people go there, you see them, they have, like, a picnic basket, they go and have, like, a picnic with the person. It's just great to see that, you know, when you go, you're still not forgotten. There's always somebody, you know, that's remembering you. And so, but the reason why we put my grandfather's picture on is because, I don't know, I'm sure I think I told you guys, but my grandfather, where he's built in Portugal, he's buried in Portugal. Sorry, buddy. I haven't drank that much wine, but it's coming. that they can only actually technically be there buried for 7 years. So after 7 years, they
wow.
can actually, yeah, because it's so tiny, it's an island, that there's not that many areas to be able to bury people. So they tell you, okay, that after 7 years, there's a possibility that sometime after that, they will be unburied, burned, and their bones put in, like, a box, and they're put in, like, a wall kind of mural. And so they have, like, a little area on the wall. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I'm like, are you serious? And, like, my mom looked at me because, like, obviously it's normal to her. I'm like, is that even legal? Like, I was ready to go to the police. Like, I was like, I don't think this is right. My mom's like, yeah, that's how it's been. Like, isn't that crazy? Like,
that's,
they go and they burn
yeah.
the body. Like, haven't they been through enough? Like, you're going to burn their body? Like, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I believe in, like, you know, people coming back. And I think that somebody would be pretty angry after they got, you know, they died and then they got burned, you know, 7 years later. I don't know. So I told my mom and my aunt, listen, after 7 years, if it gets to that point, let's fly the bones over and we can bury them with my grandmother because it's like a double grave.
Right.
And then they can be really together.
Aww.
Now.
That's precious.
What do you know? I mean, you've got quite a number of years before that happens, but what do you know of the legality of things that you have to go through? And then the second question is, what about the relatives over in Fidel, who would they be okay with that?
First question I'll answer, Paul, you know, I haven't even, like, done any research on it, but, like, I don't know how that would work. I don't know if it's something that, like, you know, yeah, I'm sending bones, like, overseas, or if it's something I have to do, like, on the lowdown, you know, like, kind of, like, sneak it in. I don't really know how that works. I feel like that there'll be some sort of things, but I can't see it being not possible because, like, I think people, you know, ship bodies to out of the country and stuff like that. It probably just, you have to get, like, permits or something. I don't really know how that works. I actually need to, like, research that. But second question, Paul, good question. You know, there is a lot of family there, but I don't think any of them would really be mad because all we want is for them to be, even though they're together in heaven, like, we're all, like, the two daughters, the great-grandkids, their grandkids, like, you know, everybody's kind of, like, over here. And so there's tons
right.
of cousins and stuff, but they've had them for about, whatever, 50, 60-something years. You know, I didn't have a grandmother, grandfather growing up, like, you know, because they were overseas. So I think it's my turn to have a little bit of their time. But, no, I don't. It wouldn't be a big deal. Honestly, they would actually, one of them is actually the one that pulled me to the side and mentioned it to me. He's one of my cousins, so. Because, like I said,
well,
I never even heard of anything like that.
Thanks to your cousin. Otherwise, you would have not had any idea.
Well, I started talking about it because I was like, they started telling me about the 7 years. I was like, what? And then we just started talking, and then it just snowballed into, well, can we just get them flown over? So, I don't know. But,
no.
You know, it really doesn't, it's really nobody else's decisions but my mom and my aunt. So it's really up to them, and nobody else really has any say in it. So.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I hope that he can be flown back over here and they can be together forever.
Yeah.
Like we have planned.
Yeah, you know, so.
Okay.
So do you think it's
your preference? Do you want, Michelle, what's your preference? You want to listen to clips now or
later? Yeah, whatever you guys, I don't know what clips you guys have, so you guys just clip away.
I think we should go ahead and play this first one, and it is about 5 minutes long, but I think you're going to love it, Michelle. So,
oh, okay. Okay. Parts All right, everybody, get tissues.
Yes, get your tissues out now. Parts of this go back to February and March of 2011.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to start this now. Here we go.
If you guys want to call in and wish Michelle something today, feel free to call in. I'm telling you guys, call in now, 347-237-5503.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to stay too long, people. I got to go take care of my grandma. Oh, by the way, that's what I wanted to do. I'm going to go tell grandma to say hi, but she doesn't understand anything, so I'm just going to tell her to say hi, okay? Okay, hold on one second. Ava va, bizai, tabai, say hello. Hi, hello. Okay, Vava, bizis, ready?
Say big.
Big
brother,
big brother,
Chen is the best.
He the best.
Is that
the cutest thing ever?
That is precious.
You need to get her to say you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, God. I wish I could get her to say that. Oh, she is too cute, you guys. Oh. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's my grandma, and hopefully she'll make weekly appearances on here. We'll get her.
Wow.
I'll get her to say something new every time. I'm gonna work on the Rad Reality Show, and I'm gonna work on that, and I'm gonna work on her to say Manic Mondays.
Yeah, this one I think you should get her to say. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Rad Ron.
All right, we have to do this in parts. We might have to dissect it into parts. And then put a compilation together. Hey, what's up, everybody in the chat room? I love you guys all, and I give you guys beijinhos, which is kisses in Portuguese.
How's your grandma?
Yeah, well, she is good. Hold on, let's go see if she can talk. Hold on.
Vovó, say hi.
Hi.
Say manic.
Meneto.
Mandy.
Mani.
Rock.
Vaca.
Oh, I love it, Granny.
I just want to squeeze her. She is too cute. She says Manic Mondays rock. Like, what's better than that?
That's precious, Michelle.
But yeah, Grandma, she's got the Alzheimer's, but she today, she came over yesterday, and she's hanging out with me for the week, and the first thing she says to me today is, she talks in Portuguese, she's like, when are we going to do the radio show? I want to do the radio show, so, you know, her mind's there, you know, so she's doing good.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, she's a little cutie patootie.
Michelle.
Wow.
You okay, girl?
Yep. I'm sorry. That was like the first time I heard my grandpa's voice. But thank you so much.
I also, that song was your request, Michelle. I had never heard it, but when I did, I thought how perfect that was. I hope that blessed you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Paul. You did such a great job. And oh my God, those two clips in the beginning, they were so funny. I mean, she was such a cutie patootie. So thank you so much. That was awesome.
We can hear it in your voice and in your laughter, the joy that she brought you, and just how much you enjoyed your moments with her. And it was your laughter when you were with her and how much it tickled you when she spoke the words that you were saying to her. Just rang out so clear how much joy it brought to your heart, and it was just amazing to go back and listen to those.
Yeah, it was great.
Go
ahead, Paul.
No, I was going to say I actually have one more clip for you that I created from those. And
oh, great.
It's about 30 seconds long.
Vovó, say hi.
Hi.
Vovó, Lizzie's ready. Say, Big Brother 10 is the best.
Big Brother 10 is the best.
Say, Manic Monday Rock.
Maneto Money Vaca.
See, I just wanted to squeeze her. She is too cute. She says Manic Mondays rock. Like, how, like, what's better than that?
Honestly, I swear she said vodka. Didn't it sound like she said vodka at the end? Oh, that was great. Very good. Thank you so much. That was great. And you know what's so wonderful, though? Thanks so much, Paul, is that's the first time I've heard, and it's not going to be the last, because at least the show is archived, and I can go back and click on it, and I'll know the day, and then I can listen to it over and over. Yay!
You can always hear your grandma's voice and listen to her, and that's something that's so cool, is to always be able to go back and listen to her say, your show rocks.
My show vodka.
Your show vodka.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much. You know, let's turn this frowns upside down out there. Everyone's probably like chugging vodka and getting wasted and crying and being like, oh my God, please no more. So my grandma would only like this because she loved watching, you know, the different shows, and she would have loved Mob Wives, but she did watch, I showed her a couple things of Survivor she didn't understand. But let's move on. So thank you again, Paul and Shari, for, you know, getting those clips, and Paul, you obviously getting the clips and stuff like that. So thank you very much. And let's move on. Sure. Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
Okay.
Just make sure that you're okay.
Yep.
And
I am fine. It was nice. It was like, you know, good tears. Like, so that was great. Anyway, so let's go and talk about Survivor. Never ceases to amaze us. Every week there's something crazy this season, and I am personally probably one of the only people, which I think deep down inside, there's a lot of people that are feeling the same way, but they're just not admitting it. But they know they like to see a train wreck. Come on now. But Mr. Colton decided that, well, he didn't decide. He didn't want to go, but he was the one that got taken out in the stretcher, taken out of the game. What's your thoughts on that, Shari? Can you even believe it?
I know. You know, and what really got me was that he was still so selfish that he took the immunity necklace with him. I couldn't believe he did that.
Yeah, do you think he did that because he thought he was going to come back? Like that maybe if he was fine after...
No, he wanted to keep it for a souvenir.
I know he said that, but I was just like, really? Like, why wouldn't he just... I don't know. I guess maybe, like, what Jeff said, he still wants to cause ruckus while he's gone. Because people talked about it, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes, they did. And...
Yeah.
They talked about it in tribal.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish that he's still on because he's this drama. He's drama. He, like, just doesn't know how to shut up. So, but I don't know. What's your thoughts on the whole thing, Paul? Like, what do you think about what happened with Colton? Do you think it's karma? Do you think karma's a bitch?
I totally think that. First of all, everybody speculated when we saw the ads for the upcoming week of who it was, and everybody thought it was probably Tarzan. But it was kind of a treat for me and for those that don't particularly care for Colton on the show to have seen, to know that he was going, because as soon as we saw him waking up that night and strangely enough lying in Christina's lap, who he just trashed mercilessly. and then he goes and says, yeah, she's just doing that to, you know, garner my, you know, support or something, which maybe was so, but it was so odd to see her stroking his hair and trying to comfort him. And by that point, we knew, okay, he's the one that's going to be leaving. I do not care for how he talks and treats people, but I do have to agree with some others, including yourself, Michelle, that he seemed to be, from what we saw, the only person really playing the game, strategizing, working people. He seemed to be the only one doing that. And the question is, who's going to replace that character on upcoming shows?
You're right. I was just thinking that. I was like, you know, who's pops out in my head? And I'm like, not really that many people. I mean, they're going to be playing the game, but I don't think it's going to be like to the extreme of what he was doing or the part he was playing or whatever he was, if that's him, you know. But there's nobody that's like that. So I'm curious to see, like, after this past week and what happened, how the show overall ends up being. Because I bet you anything that there'll be people, if next week and the week following aren't good, they're going to be like, well, you know what, I didn't like Colton. But, man, he did cause a little stink in here, and, you know, he was, you know, getting fireballs put under people's butts and calling people out and talking junk and all that stuff. So I think that there will be some people that don't like him but wish that he was back. But I did read in the chat room that somebody said, I think it was Anne, that they think that he'll come back for another season. And you know what? I believe that's quite possible, that he probably will be back for another season. And I just don't know if it's going to really work out well for him like it kind of did Russell, unless he continues doing his puppet mastering. A lot of people didn't think it was, but there was obviously something because he was, like, right in front of, I mean, a lot of different episodes and different survivors and whatever it is, even Amazing Race, Big Brother, somebody lashes out on somebody like that, calling them out in front of everybody, they're going to be gone. So he got away with it, you know? I couldn't even believe the stuff he was saying to Christina. I was just like, wow.
I know. It was pretty nasty. And then Alicia joined forces, too, and it was just cruel what they were doing, in my opinion. But this might be a good time to mention we do have the Thursday night Survivor recap on Dragon Slayer Radio, and Coach surprised us, Michelle, on Thursday, and he had his buddy, as he calls him, Hercules, call in, Cochran.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yes, we had Coach and Cochran on the air together.
That's pretty cool. And what was it's? I didn't hear, but can you guys let me know what's Cochran's thoughts on this? Because, you know, I guess Cochran was kind of sitting in the same kind of shoes as Mr. Colton. So what's his take on all this?
He actually did mention that there was perhaps a little comparison with him and Colton in that they both seem to be somewhat outcast type of thing, but that was the extent of it. I think, if I remember, both Cochran and Coach believed that Colton was really the only one really playing the game, but they both also didn't think much of how he was treating people, if I remember correctly, Jerry.
Right. Michelle, okay. We have a caller, I think, that would love to talk to you. Would you mind taking a call?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's bring him up. Greg, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Greg, hi, Michelle. Stop crying.
I'm not crying, Greg. What are you doing besides causing trouble?
How do you know I'm gonna cause trouble?
Because you always cause trouble. That's your middle name.
Well, I want to talk about Colton.
Okay, well, I want to know what you think about Colton.
I think it was all fixed.
So you don't think that anything happened to him? You think they just did this on purpose to bring him back?
Yeah.
Really, and why do you think that?
Because they need the ratings. You know, so they get this guy, it's too good to be true, and they tell everybody to be scared of him, and to vote his way, and right in the middle of it, they yank him from the show, so other people will have a chance to win.
So you think that they put him for the ratings? They saw how much ratings he was getting. They decide that, hey, we have good ratings. Let's take him out and then bring him back for another one, and we'll have good ratings again.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a lot of investing, I guess, in one person. Because I mean, you guys have seen throughout the past couple of years, we've had a couple of them, and like Russell, for instance, you know, making it to the end. You know, they could have taken him out early. But Greg, what do you think about Colton not giving the idol to anybody?
Like I said, you know, it's all planned. They all planned. If he really was hurting, he would have been yelling and screaming. And he was faking.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of things are edited, as we all know. But does anybody know if anybody has heard that he didn't really was injured or hurt? Paula Cherry, has anybody talked about any kind of rumors or anything being put out there on the internet?
He did not have appendicitis. He did have, however, a very serious intestinal infection. He did have to have a lot of antibiotics intravenously, and then was flown home to continue his treatment. So he did have a very serious infection. In his intestines, but he did not have appendicitis like they originally thought. So
yeah.
It was very serious. It just wasn't appendicitis as they originally thought it was.
And that's, where did you hear that from?
He's done a few interviews already since he's been out and off the show.
Okay, so he did not have an appendicitis, but he had something wrong with him. So I guess it's up in the air. Some people could say, well, you know, saying that he had an appendicitis, that makes him get out of the game. If he was just having, like, maybe some like an infection where he needed antibiotics. Has there been anybody who's been taken out to get medically looked at and then brought back? I think there was a few times where
not that I recall.
Yeah, I think, like, they did stitches on somebody, but it was actually where the camp was, right?
Yeah, I don't think they can take them, like, away from Survivor and then bring them back, like, a few days later or anything. If they take them off of the show, they're not coming back.
Okay, so, because you guys remember back, I can't remember who it was. They ended up having to get stitches, but they actually did it right at the location of where their camp was or
all
something
right.
like that, right?
Here's the thing. They have had, you know, Exile Island and Redemption Island, and the players get separated from the rest and that type of thing. So that's not the strange thing. But when these people, patients, go into the hospital, they are fed, they are given, you know, all this opportunity to recover physically where the rest of the tribes don't get that opportunity. That gives, that would give that person a, you know, a benefit that is probably not fair to the others. Now, other people, tribes have won, you know, food contests, but as a tribe they win it. So it's part of the game. But I just think that would, you know, be an unfair advantage for somebody to go in the hospital and get all, you know, fluids and...
Well, what happens if, like, okay, so you guys remember the nurse. She was adamant. It was appendicitis. It was appendicitis. It was appendicitis. And, like, they were kind of, like, not asking him. They were kind of telling him, like, you have to go. Like, what happens if he went there and found out that he just has bad constipation or something like that, and he wasn't his choice to go? It was because this lady was saying that she thinks it's appendicitis, and it wasn't. It was just, you know, constipation. At that point, do you think it's fair that the person got taken out of the game by somebody's maybe without kind of documentation, without kind of x-rays and procedures to find out that it's really not what they are claiming it is? Do you guys know what I'm saying? Like
a misdiagnosis?
Well,
yeah,
like
Anna's
saying in the chat room, Anna Wallace is saying in the chat room that it's in their contract. I think they have to, Survivor has to be able to defer to their medical team, and if their medical team thinks that it's that serious, whether it turns out to be that or not, if they, in their medical, you know, knowledge and you know, their diagnosis out there in the field, not being able to do x-rays or any tests, so to speak, if they think that that's what it is and they think that it's urgent enough to pull him from the game, then they have to defer to that, and that's probably in their contract, and Survivor has to have that, you know, in there for to cover their butt so that they don't get sued and somebody doesn't stay in the game and die because, you know, they don't want to be pulled from the game. Because Colton was wanting to stay in the game, and if he had that serious of an infection, it could have gone into his bloodstream, or it could have, you know, it could have gotten serious enough where it could have, you know, killed him or something, and then Survivor would have been held liable. So
yeah,
I'm sure that somehow it's all written in the contract and fine print somewhere that, you know, they have to defer to their medical team, and whatever their medical team, you know, decides out in the field without being able to do all kinds of testing and everything, that whatever they
I'm going to make a diagnosis over here. It just, to me, with all this information that we were just talking about, it's inevitable, people. Colton is not going away. I have a feeling he will be back. He will be back on another Survivor, and I think that that's like a 99% chance. What do you guys think?
I definitely think he'll be back for an All-Stars or some other Survivor show. I think that they're not through with him. He was the star of Survivor One World so far, and he'll be back.
He has to. He's got to, mister.
He gave them too much controversy. He's not going to go away that quickly.
He better not, but you never know. With all the backlash I'm sure he's getting, I haven't really followed what kind of backlash he's getting, because I'm sure it's a lot, and I'm sure, like, it goes to his friends and his family, and they're probably getting it also. We'll see how he's affected with that, and see if he wants to, you know, take it again. Because a lot of times they'll try to come back, and they're like, I'm going to be totally different than I was last time and play the game totally different. And 2 seconds later, they're just right back into it.
Right.
So,
we have one more caller for you, and then we have people that are dying for you to talk Mob Wives. So.
Oh, my gosh. I definitely need to talk Mob Wives.
I know. Let's take this caller, and then we'll switch
for
Mob Wives after this.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, bye-bye.
Christina.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling to the Rad Reality Show and talking with us and Michelle.
Yes, I was going to say, if you pick me up after Mob Wives, bye.
Madina.
I was
going to
get you in before Mob Wives.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Madina.
How are you doing today?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. Hanging in there and just
Christina,
staying strong, girl.
Before you came on, We had a segment where we attribute to Michelle's vava, her grandma.
Yes, I saw her tweeting about that. So
yes, it was really wonderful. You'll have to go make sure you check out the archived show because it was really nice. I know you'll love it.
Yes, I will go make sure I check that out. Sorry, I was late. My battery died in my car.
Got excuses.
Yeah, I know.
How was everything
going
though?
It was wonderful, I tell you. But I wanted to comment on the whole Survivor thing. See,
absolutely.
On Wednesdays, I am typically not home because I'm doing a children's program at my church. And so I'm usually reading the tweets as they happen. And some people don't give spoilers. Some people just are doing their reactions, which to me isn't spoilery. And I see, oh, karma. Well, you know, I don't believe in karma. I just, you know, the saying. I'm like, well, yeah, that'll come back to bite you in the butt, you know. And I thought, oh, maybe something happened to Alicia. I mean, as much as I'm not an Alicia fan, are we? Well, I wasn't a fan of her or Colton. I was okay with her. I thought, ooh, she's feisty. And then when they started being all nasty, I was just like, yeah, that's not going to go over well. So, but I always say what comes around goes around, and he got it. And unfortunately, he was, like Terry said, the star of this season. Some of his comments were very controversial. It made me not like him so much, but I was like, I realize what he does not. You're in the heated of the moment, but to have those thoughts present in your mind is just, it's beyond
so
me.
Bad. Yep,
Everybody's a different person. I understand that, you know, and I'm one to say that, you know, I'm not one to judge you, but wow, if you just say, well, I don't realize I was saying that, I'm all, yeah, but you have those thoughts in your head. They're coming out of your mouth.
Well, Christina, every once in a while, and I'm wondering if other people see this too, I think there was a little bit of Russell gameplay in Colton's mind that he was going to kind of play like that, trying to control people and try to, you know, talk like he did.
Right.
And being such a big fan of Survivor, I wonder if that was part of his strategy. What do you think?
I agree. I very much agree with you. I had to weigh in on that because it's like, wow, and now they're combined. Can't wait for it to finish out.
You know, but the thing with the comparison that you just gave, Paul, is that, yeah, maybe he was trying to be like Russell or whatever, but hey, why not try to be like somebody who can make it to the end? They might not win.
Right,
exactly.
But
he's making it, and it's like we see what it's edited, so we don't get the background, but like there's got to be something that allows these people to make it to the end, and they sit on idols,
mm-hmm.
and they like find the idol first, and people know, and they still don't care. So it's like there's people there like that are like, oh yeah, I'm just like kind of hanging out on an island, and it's really cold and raining. There's other people like, I'm here on a game, like I'm here on a reality show, I'm trying to get money, and they're playing it hard, And I guess some people might take a little bit of them playing hard out of context, but if you really think about it and think about day-to-day activity in your life and people that you're around, employees, people that you know, I'm sure we all know a Colton, I'm sure we all know Russell, we all know somebody who, to us, we're like, oh, they're awesome, and to others, they don't understand why you're friends with them, right? Sure, we all have that friend. I have a couple of those that people are like, well, how the hell are you friends with that person, you know?
Right.
But you see, like, a different side of them. But, you know, I think that karma did play a big effect on this, Tina. I don't know. For me, I just think that, yeah, I think he kind of put his foot in his own mouth. And unfortunately for him, not that, oh, him having something medical happen to him, like, you know, God from above is doing that. No, but it's just ironic, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's just ironic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that even had that not happened, his days weren't numbered. His days were numbered, and I don't think he would have made it to the end unless it got down to the point where people said, let's bring him because nobody will vote for him. Christina, what other reality shows are you invested in or at this point?
Right now it's mostly Survivor. I miss Amazing Race a lot of the time, but I kind of catch up on reading up, you know, and I have other people fill me in, so, because sometimes I miss it a lot. So, but other than that, nothing else. I've got time for basically a couple shows, and that's what I watch, and some of them I have to watch TiVo'd, so I don't want too many that I have to back up because I don't got a lot of time.
We love the TiVo and the DVR. Thank you, whoever invented that. Thanks very much.
Well, you know what helps really good is when you have the TiVo or the DVR and you can fast forward through commercials.
Thank you. That's why I don't know any movie that's coming out new. I don't know the new freaking goldfish snack toast thing. I don't know. I don't care. I don't really need to know the new Honda that's out that plugs into a freaking outlet. I don't care.
See, my Wednesdays are Survivor. Well, I usually end up getting watched the next morning. Thursday nights are Vampire Diaries. Sundays, if I can watch it, is Amazing Race. But also on is Once Upon a Time. And so, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time. So those are the shows I watch. Pretty soon, though, we're going to see Once Upon a Time end, and my Vampire Diaries end, and Survivor will be over, and Amazing Race will be over, and then we have those couple months before the summer shows start. So,
yeah, well, you guys know that casting for Big Brother starts, like, in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you gonna go visit any of them?
You know, that's funny that you should say that because I actually
can you go to Rhode Island when?
Well, I got contacted by one of the casting people if I would make an appearance. Unfortunately, I wish they had told me sooner. I don't know if it's going to work on my schedule. I'm actually going to talk to them after the show to see what time it is and everything, but it is on a Thursday and it is on a day that I work, so I'll have to see if it works out, but we'll be in Connecticut and there will be other people from past Big Brother there. That's all I can say for now.
Oh, well, keep us informed, Michelle, if you can.
Yeah, well, of course, I definitely want to go, but you know, like, I all of a sudden have new responsibilities at work and work's going great and I'm training, and I'm interviewing, and I'm evaluating, and I'm, like, all kind of, like, super, super tied in now with kind of running the game. So, but I would love to be able to go and hang out with my past BB, you know, family and get this party started. But, you know, I personally am hoping for all stars. They can do all the casting they want, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a little mob watch.
Yeah.
Well, I will say goodbye. See
Thanks,
you guys.
Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Christina. You have a great night, hon.
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye, my Tina.
Bye, my Michelle. Mwah.
Mwah. Okay. Mob wives, please, Paul, let's give us something that we can pout.
That song does it.
Oh, my gosh. My ringtone. I just got Gangster Lean over here. And holy Mob Wives. So, you guys, Paul, Cherry, everybody out there. Poor Renee. I mean.
Renee.
Oh, my God. I honestly was having agita watching it. I was just like, oh, my gosh. Can you guys imagine something like that happening in your life and it being taped, video cameras everywhere, and you're just kind of having, like, a meltdown. Like, she was, like, literally, I was like, somebody call. I don't know. We have what we call Butler Hospital around here. They will come with a strap jackets or I don't even know what those things are.
Straight.
Yeah, I don't know. Straight, strap, psycho jacket. I don't even know. But holy cow.
I was thinking the same thing that, you know, you often see producers intervene and, you know, bouncers get between people. I was really expecting the producers to call somebody and they'd show up in their white hospital coats and take her off in an ambulance. She was losing it.
I think the reason that Junior turned himself in was to protect his butt, because if he wasn't behind bars when they went and arrested her father, she would have killed his ass.
You think? Like,
if she would have found out that he was the one that wore the wire and was the reason her father was going back to prison, hell yeah, she would, yeah.
And yeah, she was like, you guys remember, she's like, I'm going to be with Elstay for 8 years with him. And she doesn't even know what's the next phone call she's going to get. Like, why? Okay, the one thing I kept thinking about yesterday when the show was going on is that she was like, you know, first off, she's been in that life. Her father has been in jail for, like, I don't even know, 20-something years. He's in a halfway house. He's ready to go. So she goes and marries a guy who's involved and who's going to jail. And I felt bad for her, but I was at the same time going, you made your bed, now you lie in it. Like, you already knew what type of life and what comes with that. So instead of you deciding to go, you know what, I don't want this. I don't want this for my kids. I don't want to deal with this. I want to get somebody who doesn't have any involvement in this, just a straight guy that's, when I mean straight guy, I don't mean like straight guy as in straight whatever. I mean like flies the arrow, you know, like has a job. Just like a regular, like regular person, a regular junior, let's say. And so she put herself in that predicament again. And she's just like, why me? I can't deal. And it's like you have ample opportunity to go, because guess what? They're in jail for like 8, 10, 15 years. I think you can move on, unless that's just something that you like. And it's not like, when I'm saying that, it's not like she asked for it, but she's kind of like accepting it and kind of like enabling it, because
that Junior knows, oh, when I come out, she'll be there, or whatever, vice versa, you know.
Well, that lifestyle, Michelle, is they grow up hearing all about being loyal.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I think, a big part of it.
Well, then that just really kind of is a smack in the face, because if she wants to do this for being loyal, hello, her husband.
Cheating.
She wore a wire, freaking basically got her father put back in, and what you just said, cheated, and did everything against the, like, someone's loyalty, someone's, like, trusting you, and really taking advantage of that. And I'm just like, I want to punch Junior in the face, honestly, for her, for what he's doing to her.
Yeah.
He knows that she's a very fragile person. She's very easy to be manipulated and taken over. And I kind of, like, you know, it kind of seems like she's, like, when she was saying, oh, he's been, you know, distant, and he's been different, he hasn't been the same, and, you know, he doesn't want to touch me and all this stuff. And it's kind of like maybe, like, he was doing these things during this, and that's got to probably be embedded in his head. Like, he's probably scared. He probably didn't know if she knew, if she was coming on to him, if somebody found out, you know. So he was kind of stepping on eggshells,
yeah,
you know. So he was kind of like being around just to kind of make sure he knows what Renee's doing until he could take that step, like Cherry said, and I totally agree with Cherry, that he turned himself in because he knew shit was going to hit the fan. The feds told him, hey, he's going to be arrested tomorrow, so you better turn yourself in. I totally agree with you, Cherry. Absolutely, 100%. And you want to know what that means? He is a bitch. Disclaimer.
Yep, he knew exactly what was coming down, and I'm sure that her father was one of many that went down. Not, you know, it wasn't just her father, but I'm sure there was many that was going down because of his wire, and he was going in to protect his butt. And Ann Wallace said that they have him in a witness protection program of some sort.
He better have a witness protection program, because let me tell you, you don't do that shit. Like, you put yourself in a predicament where you do armed robbery and you show a gun or whatever it was. Guess what? You should pay for the consequences. And I think that when these feds, you know, give them this, like, ultimatum, well, you could do this time, or you can just ruin everybody's lives around you, innocent, guilty, everything included, your kids, everything, so you can maybe get a little time off, or you can go into hiding, become Pablo Escobar as your new name. I think, honestly, they're enabling, too. They're allowing people to do stuff criminally. They're basically saying, go out there, keep doing all the criminal things you do, all the criminal things that you talk about, but you're okay. Just get everybody else roped into it. That's like a bait. And you know what? Sometimes I think even though the person may be doing something wrong, it's just not cool. Like, catch them. That's your job, is to catch them in the act. Don't make something out of it by giving somebody leniency. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's a bullshit.
I was just going to say, what about other parts of the show? What do you think about what it's looking like between Carla and Joe now? They look like they'll be the next romance. What do you think?
I love Carla, first off, and I like Joe. I don't know. Like, last week I talked about it, you know, it's always like, who's Joe, this guy, the mystery guy, and, like, I don't know. I think maybe it will work out for them, as long as Junior didn't talk to Joe wearing a wire, and B, that might be next week's show, and B, him just respecting the fact that somebody put their life on hold and kept your kids in check and let them know enough that they still love you and care for you, and don't disrespect, don't, that's like, you just, it's, you're tugging people's heartstrings, and I just don't think it's right that, you know, you go to jail, but then everybody that's around you, family that's not in jail, is really more in jail than you, because you're having your, you know, your meal. A lot of these people have, like, special privileges, and they have TV, and they're hanging out, and they're working out. They're hanging out with their buddies. A lot of times half their...
They don't have to pay any bills. They don't have to worry about, you know,
yeah,
any of life stressors. You know, they're... You know, they're just spending day after day, you know, in their cell, and, you know, they don't have to get up and go to work every day. They don't have to, as I said, pay bills. They don't have to worry about the kids, whether they're, you know, fed at school every day and that kind of thing. They don't have all those life stressors that, you know, Carla's dealing with every day. And I think that, you know, he needs to, you know, realize what she did for him. Like you're talking about, you know, he needs to have a lot of respect for her, and we'll see how it plays out. I don't know if she'll go back with him completely or if they'll sort of remain friends and not go back as a couple.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how
that goes.
Can play out yet.
You know, I talk a lot about it. You know, about what the scenario is, but I'm speaking because I have a dear friend who has done the bid. That's what they call it. You do a bid, which means you're basically doing whatever your love or your husband or your boyfriend or whatever you want to call it, they do the same time. That person's in there for 5 years, you're having 5 years of hell. And so she actually married the person in jail, stuck
wow.
by them through 4 years. The only person to go see them, their friends, guess what? Bye-bye. Their friends didn't want to talk, didn't want to write, didn't want to call. No commissary money, nothing, okay? And then comes out and, you know, they're living together, and they're married, and, you know, they have a kid and everything like that. And 7 months or not, whatever, a year later, not even, they decide that they're going to go, and they don't want to be, they want to be married, but they want to be living in an apartment and going back to doing the same thing, hanging out with the friends that didn't write or call or anything, and treating her like a piece of fucking shit. And I'm like, I don't understand what these people think. Like, they just think they can mess around with people's lives like that. This person, my friend, spent 4 or 5 years every day going to the jail to see you, gets married in the jail, everything. And then you come out 6 months later and you go back and hang out and do the same fucking shit? That's bullshit. That like, my friend, she cannot get those 5 years back.
So disrespectful.
It's so selfish.
Yeah.
And it just shows that, you know what, doing 5 years to them, either you're going to wake up and realize you don't want to be back there again. You're going to do everything in your power within those 5 years to make sure that you don't go back. It just shows that, guess what, they don't care. They'll go back again. They don't really give a crap. And that's messed up because they tell you everything that you want to hear when they're behind closed doors. They'll write you that love letter.
And they're behind closed bars.
Yeah. doors, more bars. Okay? And they'll tell you everything you want to hear. And then when they come out, they don't want to even freaking talk to you. You know what? People like that deserve karma. That's where karma needs to come into play. Period.
Yeah. How about Big Ange and hearing about her husband and then hearing about her girlfriend who wore a wire to get Big Ange?
Yeah.
While she was peeing.
That's surprising.
Oh, my God.
She's so funny. She doesn't give a crap about anything incriminating. She's like, could you believe it? And, you know, I understand because I'm speaking from somebody who was videoed peeing and other things, pooping probably, farting, whatever. And, yeah. But that's the funny part, is that that's the thing that she was worried about. Wasn't that she probably was incriminated, but that she might have queefed as she was peeing.
He goes, while I was peeing, she goes, can you believe that? That's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but every time Big Ange comes on, I'm like, thank you. And it was so funny because I was watching it with Mama Cass yesterday, and she kept thinking that Renee was Big Ange, like they were the same people. And she, my mom's like, but her lips are getting smaller. How come this is happening, Michelle? And I'm like, Mom, that's Renee, that's it. But they look alike. I said, Mom, one does not look like the other. Okay, one has black hair, they're Italian, they talk kind of the same, but they're a little different. Like a few areas, I guess you could say. But, yeah, you know, who cares? Everybody pees. But I'll go with that with Ange, because when I'm in the bathroom and I hear somebody pee, I'm kind of like, ew. So,
I wouldn't want it on wire, that's for sure.
Well, hey, if that's what I got on the wire, I'd actually be happy. I was like, yeah, you got me peeing? Good.
Yeah, you can't arrest me for peeing.
Exactly.
I haven't heard that that's illegal so far, so.
Well, we don't know what she was peeing out. You know, you've guys seen that story about how people actually put, like, balloons and full of drugs in their, like, vagina and their bum? No, it's a true story. I think that there's a movie called Maria, and it's about this girl who is from, like, Mexico, and drug dealers get her, and she actually ends up carrying drugs in her, like, vagina. Yeah.
I'd
love to be the one that gets those drugs after and is like, yeah, let me smoke you and snort you, and it smells like fish and chips. Like, I don't know. So weird, right? That was really gross. I think we might have to put the disclaimer up after that. And people, just let you know that this show is like a rated R, XXX, vulgar language at times. So, you know, we just want to mention that, right, Cherry and Paul?
Just once in a while. You can bring your F-bombs and join the show if you like. But we have fun on this show at all times, and you know, we don't refrain from anything that needs to be said. If it needs to be said, we say it on this show.
Yeah.
So there.
Leave everything out on the table. Leave everything out on Manic Mondays Blog Talk Radio, because it's not good to bottle things in, because if you bottle things in, there'll be explosion. You gotta let out a little bit of the air here and there, you know?
That's right.
A little bit out. But yeah, so, you know, I really felt for Renee. And I think you guys remember we talked about this actually a few weeks back. I think the Bronx actually is the one that brought it up. And she had told us that, you know, or we had heard that Renee had a meltdown, a breakdown, and she actually went to the hospital for it. So I'm probably going to say, I'm going to look at my crystal ball, okay, and it says that probably we will see her having the straight jacket, I got it right, put around her.
Yep.
Probably
maybe
in the next
week?
Show. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of like cringing for it, because I'm like kind of like, oh.
I was a little disappointed. I needed more. I needed the sit down, and they skipped it this week. So next week's sit down should be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if they have one. But
why did they skip it?
I don't know. It was maybe I
I don't know. Maybe Renee would still having a breakdown. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but it was. I would say probably one of the craziest things on reality or any type of TV I've seen to see her in pain like that. I just, you know, it just, I felt wrong watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of like, I know that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. Like, my mom, like, her face was like, what the hell is this? Like, she was like, I don't like this show. And in the previews for next week, whoa.
I know. And I'm kind of with Paul. It did leave me, the last few shows have kind of ended, and I've been okay. My voice has kind of been, I'm not saying that it's been bad, but it hasn't been, like, to the point where it's leaving me, like, really wanting to see that next show. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, you know. This show was one of those where you just can't wait for the next show. And this one was almost sort of anticipation, sympathy, curiosity, all kinds of emotions rolled up into one for that next show. And, you know, you just can't wait to get there because of all those emotions that they left you with at the end of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you don't feel right emotions. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, have we said everything we need to say? Yes, Paul.
No, I know what you're about to ask. I'm done about my boys. It's going to bring up something else.
Yeah, okay. That was this. I was about to say that because we have probably only a few minutes left. So what is it that you wanted to talk about, Paul?
I just wanted to let you know, and for anybody that hasn't heard, tomorrow night is the premiere of the new show Best Ink on Oxygen. And it is a tattoo-related show that about the third or fourth episode, Lydia will be on it. So,
ooh, cool. Okay, great. We'll have to make sure that. And what channel is it on?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. All right, everybody. Oxygen. Bad Girls Club. And it's Best Ink. Right?
Do you watch Bad Girls Club too?
I did. I used to watch it, and then I don't know what happened. My Cox cable dropped Oxygen, so you have to, like, I don't know. I have, like, the top of the line, but then you have to, like, order that Oxygen. I don't know. I'm like, really? Like, if I have HBO, I would think I'd have Oxygen.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, it had it, and then it's weird because, like, they have contracts, and if they don't, depending on where you live, if they don't go by with the cable company, they don't come to agreement, they drop it, and you have to go to, like, a different way to see them. Yeah, so anyway, but you know what? There's always somebody that puts it up on YouTube or whatever.
Right.
But we only have a few minutes left. I just wanted to touch base quick on Tar. So The Amazing Race, so Rachel and Brendan are still in it, and it seems like it's going to be interesting next week. The ending of the show, well, first off, the New Jersey boys left. I know we're all sad about that.
Yeah.
And
Danny.
Yeah. And then we have the episode that shows what's happening next week. And seems like there's going to be a little cat fight. Somebody's talking about you're 38. Well, you look like you're 38. I don't look 38. And you need to get your nose done before you get your boobs done. And I was like, oh, snap. Now, this is what I'm talking about.
Boy, they are getting to it. And Rachel's face at the end of that, we've all seen that face before.
Oh, yeah. We've seen that mouth open. We've definitely seen that. There's a lot of freeze frame shots of that when she was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And they said
somebody
was coming back.
And
so
the other thing that they didn't show that we can anticipate will happen is Brendan stepping up and getting into their faces too. I mean, he's not going to sit back and not do anything, in my opinion.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
The Amazing Race won't be on this coming Sunday. They're skipping a week, so it'll be 2 weeks before we see that episode.
Gosh.
Yeah, and it's not for the basketball game. It's for the Country Music Awards or whatever it's called.
I like country, but come on. All right, well, I guess, you know,
well,
it is what it is. We'll have to
Cherry and I are saying, Cherry and I are saying probably, thank goodness, because we've got other shows that we
exactly
backed up on. And we've got
a
new one that we both enjoy called Duck Dynasty, so we have that to look forward to.
I don't know about you guys, but I got my basketball wives that I really like, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, basketball wives is kind of like pretty close to being mob wives. And I got my Real Housewives that I'm watching.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity
Biggest
Apprentice.
Biggest Loser.
Biggest Loser. We're going to see. I just want to I loved Kim. I'm sad she's gone. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Kim or Kimmy? Kim,
well, no. Okay, Kimmy left. I got confused for a minute. Kimmy left. But I like the other Kim, and I don't like that everybody's up her ass, like, because they're scared of her. And I want to punch Conda in the face. Can I get an amen?
Let me just
amen,
girl. And even her brother. But let me just point out how awesome Kim looked in her bikini on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with.
And I tell you this, too, we haven't acknowledged it, but I do know that Cherry was really pulling for Kimmy and Megan because they're locally, you know,
they're
close to
just
you.
From
they're
a
not
few
that
miles
far
from
my
St. House.
Louis,
yep.
But,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think I'm at this point, I like Kim, but it's really hard to get kind of like your favorites on this because this is a little bit different of a Biggest Loser than normal. So I'm kind of still like, you know, I just really just want to just backhand Conda. I'm like, Anaconda, don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
In addition...
I'm telling you, that kind of has an attitude on her.
Oof.
Oh, my gosh.
And
girl.
It's just like, it's like Colton. It's like, she got that attitude. We all hate her, but they all love her in there. And I'm like, what? Everybody
I know.
Loves Conda?
Yeah.
I
what's
know.
That?
I don't
God,
get it.
God, this editing stuff. That's why I can tell why people hated me. God. They edited me so bad. But, okay, well, you know what, guys? It's getting close. It's getting that time. We need to finish up, and we need to make sure we put Ron on here.
Yep.
I personally just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining today. It was a very special day for me. Thank you so much, Paul, for those clips. You did such a wonderful job. And thanks, I'm sure, Cherry. You guys got together and put that, you know, together and listened, whatever. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys are back for next week. Because next week we'll be back for Manic Mondays, and it'll be Easter that next week. So get your eggs ready for hunting. So all I got to say is love you guys. Smile. Remember, it's contagious. Cherry and Paul, who wants to go next?
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
I want you.
Go ahead, Paul.
No, I wanted Michelle to say kisses in Portuguese.
Beijing news.
Thank you, Michelle. We love
you. Thank you, guys.
And we'll be keeping you in our prayers and especially be thinking of you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today. And we're going to close the show with Ron. We hope that you'll be with us on Thursday for Dragon Slayer Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We're going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. You all take care. Be kind to each other. We love you all. Here's Ron.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Love you.
Love you, Vovo. Love you, Vovo. Love you, Ron.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.